this call. We greet each one of you with kingdom greetings, and we thank you for joining us on this marvelous Monday morning. Who else just joined us on the master's call?
Gretchen Victoria, New Jersey.
Oh, welcome from New Jersey. Thank you for joining us on the master's call. God bless you. Who else just joined us on the master's call?
Shirley James from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good morning, Shirley James from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to the master's call. Thank you for joining us this morning. Who else
Thank
just
you.
Joined us on the master's call? You're welcome. Well, my name once again is Tiffany. Each one, I think I was muted, but I think I am unmuted. Once again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and it is indeed a privilege and a pleasure for me to greet each one of you with kingdom greetings on this marvelous, mighty Monday morning. So we welcome each of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for calling in and joining us this wonderful June 6th. Day of June 2011. So we bless each one of you and we thank you for joining us. We have one more minute, so if you have not as of yet given your name and where you're calling from, if you would go ahead and do so at this time.
Dolly McDonald, Las Vegas.
Fayetteville, Georgia.
I heard Las Vegas and I heard Georgia. Welcome to the Master's Call. Do we have anyone else out there who would like to give their name and where they're calling from at this time? Okay. Well, we welcome you to the Master's Call. We're going to go ahead and get this call started. Once again, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am coming to you live from Inglewood, California. It is indeed a pleasure for me to have been asked to host this call this morning on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. For truly, the Master's Call is where we seek God first in his kingdom and his righteousness, and we know that everything else he will add unto us. So, our statement, the statement purpose of this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day, to accept God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. And our scripture that we stand on for this call is Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we bless God and we thank God and we lift God up and we come to him here on the Master's Call. The Master's Call, where our founders are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So we greet each one of you with kingdom greetings, and we pray that you would have a great day. And I would like to just take this time to ask Ms. Willa if she would come to the line right now and go ahead and open us up in prayer this morning. Willa, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 91:1 tells us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." So, Father God, we thank you for that secret place to be able to come to you under the shadow of the Most High God. We praise you for that dwelling place where we feel safe and secure in your loving arms. We praise you, Holy Spirit, for the blood covering, and we love you, Jehovah God. Father, forgive us our sins, the big ones and the little ones, because they are all the same in your sight. We thank and praise you for being our forgiving Father, for being our Redeemer. You told us if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We praise you, O God, for your transforming power in our lives. Lord God, we thank and praise you for the founders of this company, the Diaz de Leon family, and the originators of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, and for Dr. J, and anyone who stands in her stead, in her absence. We thank you that they heard the voice and responded to the call of the Master on their lives. Increase them, O God, for every good work, and bless the desires of their heart, O Lord. Make every crooked path straight. And in Jesus' name, let the manifestation of those things take place that they have petitioned you for according to your will. In Jesus' name, oh God, give a special touch from your heart and hands to Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family. Be everything they need you to be during this time. Now, God, we praise you for the speaker of this morning. This morning, we thank you for sending a woman who is after God's own heart. Open the floodgates of wisdom, love, and favor on her life today. Father, you told us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we praise you for technology that her message will go from her lips to our hearts this morning. We decree and declare that the airways of trance are saturated with your anointed power, and every hindrance, attack, and disruption against this call is rendered null and void in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over every speaker, or over every listener. When we ask, oh God, that they be set free, empowered, and encouraged as a result of this call today, we thank and praise you, and we call it done. And Father, let us go out and share this word with somebody today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ms. Willa, for opening this up in that beautiful prayer this morning. We thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven to receive what we would have to offer to God this morning. Thank you very much. Once again, you have called the Master's Call, and we greet you with kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and once again, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa, and Dr. J, we greet you with kingdom greetings this morning. And I would just like to give you some information in case you would like to go back and listen to any of our calls. Our website for our the Master's Call is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You could actually go back there at any time, and all of our messages have been archived there for your pleasure. Also, if you would like to send in a prayer request or any concerns for the call, our email address that you could send in your request to would be themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So we greet each one of you, and we thank you. We ask that you would continue to share the Master's Call with other listeners out there, that they would come and call in and be blessed as you have. So we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. And because most of us are a part of the artist family, I would advise that you would go back into your back offices to look for the promotions and upcoming events that artists have blessed us with and given us the opportunity to attend. So I ask that you would go into your office to see what's there and what's new and what's exciting, because truly, artists is doing new things in this new season, and you definitely don't want to miss out on it. So I invite you to go look at your back office and see what is there and how you could actually utilize what is there for you to use. So, and if you're not a member of Artists International, I do invite you to go back to the person who invited you to join this call and get additional information from them. So truly is it indeed a pleasure and a privilege for me to present to some and introduce to others a woman of substance, a woman of God, a woman of faith who hails from Dallas, Texas, who is also one of the founders of this call, the Master's Call. So I would like to move myself out the way and bring her to you. I would like to introduce none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to you this morning. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany. You do such an awesome job for us each and every day, and especially on Mondays. I so esteem the God in you. And to our Master's Call family, our first-time listeners, kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. I am excited. Want to get right into the Word. Got my own self excited yesterday ministering, and I trust this Word will be a blessing to you. There's a season, and there's always a time and a season when we are having to wait. when we're having to have patience. And the title of our message for today, encouraging you to get that pen and paper. We're going to give a lot of scriptures today so you can go back and chew on this and meditate on it and come back and chew on it some more, because I really believe in my heart it is a right now rhema prophetic word. The title of our message this morning is The Weight of Waiting. The Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, of Waiting. Mm-hmm. The Weight of Waiting for His Glory. And our subtitle is I Am a Glory Carrier. The Weight of Waiting for His Glory. Not mine, not yours, but His. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. For His glory. And I am a glory carrier. Two texts that we're going to start with is in Psalms 37, verses 7 through 9. Psalms 37, verses 7 through 9. I want to encourage your heart about that in the meantime, that in between seasons, that in that space of I'm out here in the middle of the water, not on land either way, and how do I do what I know I'm supposed to do, called to do in these seasons with the weight of waiting. In Psalms 37, verses 7 through 9, reads, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. In other words, when the weight is kind of heavy, don't compromise. Don't choose to do any evil. 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And then I want you to go to another verse, which is very familiar to us, in Habakkuk. In Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, Habakkuk was a very awesome classic prophet who was trying to figure out what God is doing. And I don't think it's anybody on this line where there's been some seasons in our life where like, God, you know I love you. God, you know I believe in you. But God, what are you doing in my life? The weight of waiting. And that Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 3, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Say to yourselves, an appointed time. That weight of waiting, there's an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. How many times have we said, let God get the glory out of this situation? Yeah, let God get the glory out of my life. Let God get the glory from me, what I'm doing. Well, what does it mean when you and I are his instruments to display his glory? Well, let's define some terms so we'll all be on the same page. And what does glory mean? We use that word a lot. We see it all throughout the scriptures. Well, glory is distinguished honor. Distinguished honor. In the Webster Collegiate Dictionary, it also means praise or renown. Glory means something that brings or deserves honor, adoration, worshipful praise. What does it mean to be a carrier when you and I are carriers? Well, that word is defined as one who or that which carries something. That's a mailman or a bus or airplane or even a person or animal who is immune to a disease but transmits it to others. It's a carrier. See, as born-again Christians, with the light of Christ inside of us, we all should be his glory carriers. Just like a postal mail carrier, we all are carriers of the glory of God. Because why? Because the Holy Spirit resides inside of us. But see, let's talk about that weight of waiting. See, learning to wait on the Lord is just part of the process of learning how to carry the glory of the Lord, to be an effective glory carrier. See, resting, as our verse in Psalms 37 said, resting in the Lord is not a call to be inactive, but to depend actively on the living God. Oh, let me repeat that again. See, resting in the Lord in those seasons of in-between is not a call to being active, but to depend actively on the living God. I want that to get in your spirit this morning when we're going through those seasons of having to wait. See, sometimes things have gotten so out of control that we have to just sit out and just wait for God to move. It is so messed up. You don't know up from down, right from left, in from out. You're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then you just got to sit down and wait on the Lord. Another powerful prophet, the book of Micah, chapter 7. And Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7 read, "Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." See, in other words, you and I are in the midst of so much sin. We live in a sin-sick world. The scriptures tell us we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We can try so hard to live right, but the residue of the world sometimes attaches it to us, and mess and major drama seems to come our way. But we must learn then to wait on the instructions of the Lord to see how he's going to take that mess and make it into a message. See, there's some things in our life, it's not for us. It's all about the testimony that will come out of us. See, during those seasons, emotions will rage from one extreme to the other. We'll be having just all kinds of flash out, just fleshing out on people to do other things. And we just have to remember that during those times, those difficult times, we'll have to still wait on the voice and the direction of the Lord. See, but every juicy grape was squeezed to produce that sweet grape juice for that wine that's poured that we all love to drink. In Psalms 27, verses 9 through 14, in Psalms 27, 9 through 14, I want to quickly read, "Hide not thy face from me." This is when David was going through. You know, he was minding his own business about 10 years earlier, a little shepherd boy out with the sheep, just happy to do what his father asked him to do. And the prophet Samuel came and to the house of Jesse. He had all these older brothers. We know the story. And Samuel kept saying, not him, not him. See, many of you all are in situations, you're like, I didn't ask for this. I never recruited this position, Lord. Can we talk this morning? And then you find yourself in situations, but at this scripture, David was under one of the most intense times of persecution from Saul. So he's saying, talking to God, "Hide not thy face from me. Put not the servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Verse 11, "Teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." You know, we all got some holy haters. And we just got to remember that it really is all about him. We're talking this morning about the weight of waiting. And in verse 13, it starts off, "I had fainted." See, for some of us, we've already blown it. We know we love God, but we just turned around and went on and cussed him out. We didn't even curse. We just cussed him out. We know what to do. We had already fainted. God said, hang with this 6 months and 3 months, and we have already checked out. See, he's being honest there. See, all of us can find ourselves in that verse where we've have fainted. Not I'm going to faint, I had fainted. Unless I had believed, here's the rest of the verse though, the rest of the story. "Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And our key verse 14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Well, what does that really look like? I hear you asking. See, when you're feeling depressed, we'll have to choose joy. When you're feeling betrayed and left alone, we have to choose joy. When you're feeling totally overwhelmed, we have to choose joy and grab hold of some of that shalom peace.
when so many people are depending on us, looking to us, leaning on us, and have been, and we've been everybody's pillar and anchor, now we've got to choose, and we need an anchor and a pillar for ourselves. We've got to choose joy. So we have to choose like David to encourage ourselves. We must remember the promises of the Lord in that Psalms 37 that I just read. I read verses 7 through 9, but 10 through 11 and verse 34 reads, verse 10 in Psalms 37, for yet a little while, we're talking about the weight of waiting, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, I call those gentle giants, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Verse 34, wait on the Lord. That's not a cuss word, that four-letter word. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. See, if you wait on God, he'll go before you and fight your battles and give you a front-line seat, a ringside seat, to see him avenge what has happened to you. As we are always confessing and declaring over our own enemies, it's all about him. We have the glory of God inside of us. We are his glory carriers. For greater is he that's in us, 1 John 4:4, than he that's in the world. All of heaven is inside you with the Holy Ghost backing you up. And it's nothing that's out there in the world that we can't handle. Ah, this morning, the weight of waiting for his glory. I want you to decree over your own self, I am a glory carrier. See, some trials are God-ordained faith tests, and we can't have a testimony, I keep saying this, without our test. See, without the test, it's just a moaning, and complaining. We have to pass our faith test. Stay in God's gym, working those muscles, or just like in school, we'll have to take it again. I don't know about y'all, but I've been in some waiting situations where I want to get an A+, because Lord knows I don't want to go through some of those seasons again. And see, everybody must take their own test for themselves. In Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. In Psalms 40, again, verses 1 through 3, verse 2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He'll pick you up. He'll lift you up. In verse 3, and he's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear it and shall trust in the Lord. What am I saying this morning? When you're going through those real hard seasons, when that faith test seems mighty hard, we got to learn to worship through the warfare. Let your praise help release the pressure. Let your praise lift your hands up, open your mouth. Let it purify and drive out the poison that's getting in our hearts. Oh, let your praise this morning push you up so you can see like an eagle and get a better perspective. Let your praise start to pump your heart with overcoming faith so you can continue to pursue your purpose. Let your praise pounce on, penalize, and punish your enemies. See, as we ascend higher than the storm clouds of life, then we can get a clearer view like that eagle of what God is doing, and it'll help us wait a little bit better when you praise. Take a praise break. What do you mean a praise break? A thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. God, I'm going to trust you anyhow. Oh, God, you're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. When you start to celebrate him, all the angels get behind you, the atmosphere shifts, and you begin to command your day. In Isaiah 40, we know the verse 30 through 31, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We will go through and have to endure a perfecting process to glory, his demonstration. But in Romans 8, when Paul was trying to write to the church and help us understand that going through the valley is a part of our walk. Romans 8, verse 18, and then 22 through 25. Romans 8, 18, 22 through 25. I'm not going to read it all, but that verse 18 says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And then that end of that verse in 25 says, but if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. See, in the process, our minds go on cruise control, and we need to just depend on heavenly, supernatural guidance. Get in your prayer language. Speak in tongues so we can get some heavenly, supernatural strategies and guidance. That's where Romans 8, 26 and through 28 tells us that we don't even know how to pray. Sometimes it's so messed up we just don't even know what to say. But that verse 28 is clear with that weight of waiting. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good, but who? To them that love God. Not just everybody. Some of the saints and then the ain'ts grab that verse, but it says that it works together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Today I'm encouraging your hearts. The weight of waiting for his glory. Ah, you're a glory carrier. You can carry this battle. You can carry your cross. You can handle it. You can make it, because we read the back of the book and he's made us a promise. We win. The weight of waiting for his glory. And today I decree and declare over each and every one of us, I am a glory carrier in Jesus' name. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for that powerful word this morning about waiting. Waiting is not an easy thing, but you just broke it down so good for us this morning and gave us the courage to know that the weight of waiting. I am a glory carrier. So as we are eagles and we're going and we're soaring, then let's put that glory package on, that glory bag, and carry it around, for we shall win. So God bless you, and we thank you for all of the scriptures. And like I said, I invite each one of you to go back and listen to this word again if you didn't catch the scriptures that she gave, because she gave us a lot of meat this morning, so we have a lot to chew on. So thank you again, Dr. Vanessa. And I would like to call Miss Kathy to come to the line right now. Miss Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead and close us out in prayer this morning.
Okay. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for another opportunity to come together and corporately come into your throne room. We thank you for the word that has gone forth today. We stand proxy right now, Lord God, and we stand in agreement with the prayer requests that are before you. We thank you, Lord God, that as we wait before you, we have confidence in you according to your word. This is a confidence that we have in you, that in approaching you, that we can ask anything in your will, and we are confidently assured, Lord God, that you hear us. And we thank you, Lord God, that if you hear us, whatever we ask, we're asking for healing right now for Clarence and Pearlene Preston, Lord God, and for Lester Page, Price, excuse me, Cortina Jones, Minister Elijah Roberts, Geneva, Stephanie Page, Percy, Maxine Adair, Pearlene in Arkansas, and everybody else, God, that desire healing in their body. We thank you, Lord God, that we're asking you now because we know that you are the great physician. We thank you, Lord God, for those that need deliverance on our prayer list today. We hold them up before you now. Salvation, financial breakthrough, whatever the situation is, God, we're confident that we can ask it in your name. For we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But we thank you, Lord God, that we can rise up and speak your word concerning the situation, and your word will never, ever, ever fail us. And so we know, God, that if we ask anything in your name, we know that you hear us. And because you hear us, we will have whatsoever we ask. Thank you for doing it today. We thank you for everyone that's on this prayer call today. We thank you for your servant. Bless her. Pour back into her what she's given out to us today. And Lord, I thank you that as we go out in your anointing. We don't go out in our strength, but God, we go out in the strength of God. And we thank you that we're able to accomplish whatever we need to accomplish this day in Jesus' name. We come against every diabolical attack of the enemy, and we say, Lord God, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus. As we go out, cover us and keep us, and we thank you for it now. Keep us from retaliation of the enemy. We bless you for it right now. As we stand in the gap, we build up the heads. We bless you because you are still God, and you are on the throne of our lives, and we give you great glory, honor, and praise. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Kathy. Thank you for closing us and filling us out in prayer. We thank you once again for closing us out. We thank Dr. Vanessa for that mighty, mighty word that she gave us this morning. And we thank you, Willa, for opening us up in prayer this morning. So to you, each of the Master Morning Call listeners, we actually empower you and enhance you to go out in this day and be a minister in the marketplace. And once again, I greet you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. J to say go out and have a blessed and mighty, marvelous Monday morning until we meet again. Goodbye.